Proclamation number 6268 of 28th of May, 1955. Task of the Disciples, proclaiming the doctrine of love. This is my commission to you, that you preach love which helps to attain eternal bliss. I can only give this mission to those who are willing to listen to me myself first in order to then pass on what they have heard to their fellow human beings. I can only send people out into the world with this mission who voluntarily place themselves at my disposal, who thus acknowledge me as their God and Father and now want to fulfill my will as my children. Otherwise they will not listen to what I have to say to them and what they should proclaim in my name. But they must also be able to hear me. This is the first prerequisite for a disciple chosen by me, for what they are to pass on alive is not a human but a divine gift which they therefore have to receive from God Himself, because people do not possess it and therefore cannot distribute it. For the word only comes alive with my support. I myself must be able to work in the human being if he wants to understand my word as it is to be understood in order to be able to pass it on again in a living way. And this always applies, also to the people who receive it from my disciple. Only when I myself can also work in them through my spirit will it be understandable to them and awaken them to life. Therefore it always has to be me myself who speaks and wants to be heard, otherwise they are just empty words which do not touch the heart or are misunderstood, thus not interpreted meaningfully. Hence you shall spread the gospel throughout the world. You shall proclaim the teaching of love to people, and although you are familiar with the word, love, you must first be made to understand the profound significance and urgency of a life of love according to my will, and you must know that beatitude only depends on the fulfillment of these commandments of love, which is why my eternal plan of salvation is revealed to you and you can now recognize why love is most important. Why I myself descended to earth when humanity completely ignored love. In order to be able to teach correctly, the teacher has to be profoundly knowledgeable, and if I give you the task to go out and teach your fellow human beings, I will also give you the necessary knowledge, and I will convey it to you through the Spirit. Therefore, everyone is able to carry out my assignment who allows my spirit to work by first shaping himself into love, by doing what he is also supposed to teach his fellow human beings. For then he can also speak to them with conviction about the effect of a life of love, he can warn them of the consequences of a loveless way of life. He can make known to them in a living way what his spirit gives him, and he will know that it is I who speaks through him, and he will be a willing form for me through whom I can reveal myself. The commandment of love is the first and greatest commandment. Whoever fulfills this will also have heaven open to him, for his will also be the kingdom which is not of this world. He will become an aspirant of this kingdom, and he will be eternally blessed. Amen.